Get ready. Here comes another great podcast from the Norfolk Chambers of Commerce. Connecting, supporting, and giving voice to every business in Norfolk.
So, welcome to our Norfolk Chambers podcast. I'm your host, Hayes Carver. And in today's podcast, we are chatting to sustainability superstar, Leon Davis. We'll be talking about his journey from serving as an engineer in the Royal Air Force to founding a multi-award winning zero emissions taxi service, to testing satellites for Elon Musk, and most recently setting up his own company, leondavis.co.uk, and becoming a sustainability specialist. So if you keep needing to make eco-friendly changes in your life, but you never quite get round to it, then listen in as Leon discusses his 10 ways to save the planet by living more sustainably. So welcome, Leon. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Hayes, and thanks for the Chambers for this really cool podcast.
Ah, well, I know you're sitting in your Tesla, aren't you, which is an amazing car.
I am, yes. I'm very fortunate. I've had many electric cars over the years. And what's really good about this is I've had a tax break. The business in kind is zero, and the energy for the car comes from solar and wind. So I'm really, really happy about that.
Well, there's never a bad reason to have an amazing car like that. And I know you're a busy chap between your businesses and working offshore, so we really appreciate your time today. Leon, you've been an active member of the Norfolk Chambers for a few years now, and we first met, it feels like 300 years ago before COVID, in your garden office to talk about your zero emissions taxi firm, Zero. But you started your career back in the Royal Navy as an engineer, and I just wondered, did you have an idea then that this is the direction your career would take?
Yes and no, really. So serving in the Air Force for 15 years on various operational tours, you do go to different continents. You do see different religions and cultures, and especially Scandinavian countries like Switzerland, you see how sustainable they are and the way they educate their children. And I think the UK missed the boat a bit. So yeah, I'm very fortunate to see that. And it's happened organically, really, when I left the Air Force.
Yeah, cause I remember you telling me that it was a trip to the Netherlands and seeing so many people on their bikes and just how that country was. And it sounds like it just sparked your passion then for renewable energy.
Yeah, definitely. Both Norway and Holland, I've seen, they really, really do help families and individuals getting cleaner and greener. You know, there's Cycle the Scheme works, they give tax breaks for electric vehicles, and they really do, like I said, educate them from a very young age.
And can you see that that's something that will be coming over here and that we'll be seeing more of? Is that something that you're obviously really trying to push with businesses?
Yeah, the businesses, the more and more and more are grasping it and realising that not they need to do it, well they do, but they want to do it as well. And they can see some serious rewards from it, from corporate responsibility to what's exciting for me, the new startups want to be sustainable and green straight away from the very start.
That's great, isn't it? Because then already they're on that path and they just want the help. I guess it's the older dogs, for a better word, who need the advice on where to start, because it's where do you start? That's the difficulty, isn't it?
Yeah, some want to do it. How can we say that? Because they like the look of some electric cars now, are more sporty looking, and some of them want to go into it. Some say they want the engine noise, which you can't get. But when you explain to them the cost savings and the maintenance savings, and also the main thing is the environmental savings, and they go, wow, I wish I'd done it a long time ago.
Yeah, and that's just going to take time, isn't it? Absolutely. So you sold Zero Taxis in 2019 to ABC, but you're still working with them as an advisor. What are you helping them to achieve?
So when ABC purchased me, it was a no-brainer. They took all the staff. They were very early adopters to hybrid vehicles. And Simon Callender, the financial director, we spoke very quickly over a few weeks and realized this is the best, you know, situation for me rather than a couple of London companies buying me out. And I now mentor the new drivers or some older drivers going to fully electric. And it's a nice feeling. You know, ABC have just let me run with it. They've now got some Teslas on the fleet. They've got some MGs. They've still got the Leafs that they got from Zero. And many, many more people and businesses are asking for electric vehicles.
That's incredible. And I know that it was really important to you to look after all of your staff, wasn't it? And know that you were a great boss, and it was that passion really comes through.
Yeah, well, they, not just me, but they built the company with me. So, you know, it's responsibility, and ABC have been brilliant, to be fair. They've really nurtured and took even one lady I only had there for about a month, and now she's really grown, and I think she's already got promoted.
Wow, that's incredible. So after doing that, you then went on to work with Goodery, an online organic fruit and veg company with the brilliant John Ellison. That must have been fantastic to work with a team who are as passionate as you. What did you take away from that experience?
Yeah, John Ellison is a very unique character, a young American living in Norfolk. I learned about being quick and what you call sprints. So when you kind of look at a business and you have a 5-day sprint, shall we say, to see if it's going to work. And John backed the whole project financially, and it was a success within 4 days. So then we rolled it out, and the main thing was getting food to people stuck in the COVID situations, and it was a great feeling.
Brilliant. So you then, crazily, I don't know how you find the time, you launched your new company in December last year, and we're so pleased to have your articles and blogs on the Norfolk Knowledge Hub. Now, there's one in particular that I love, and I love the story, and I want everyone to hear it, about Elon Musk. So you sent him a tweet about his Starlink and wanting to test it. What happened with that?
So, yeah, it was 18 months ago when he said he's going to create, you know, a really sustainable internet and give it to many countries who kind of can't afford it. So, you know, it was a Saturday night. I'd had a few Guinnesses. it's probably his member of his team, not him, I would say, on his page, just said, yeah, we'll let you know when we're coming to Europe. And I said, him in a really, really cool place called Norwich, near London. And I heard nothing. And then I went and done a mini project offshore, come back, and it was sat there on my doorstep, this big box.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's been a fantastic bit of kit, so it's definitely the future.
That's so interesting. And everyone can read about that on Norfolk Knowledge Hub. I'll pop links into the chat after this. So the 10 ways to save the planet and live more sustainably, let's go through those. Because I think even if you're going to do all 10, that's amazing. But it's about finding ones that work for you right now and then working towards them. So the first one, number one, bag it up.
Yeah, so I'll go straight with a stat there. We as a country in the UK, we're 49% better at using less plastic. So that's a really, really big improvement. And if we can all just take our own bags or boxes to the supermarkets or to a local shop and reduce plastic, then we're all going to win.
Yeah, I think everyone has thousands of those bags that you buy now that you spend a bit more, but actually they just last forever and they're so worth it. Brilliant, thank you. So number two, drive down the food miles. I love this one. And I think this is really important from lockdown where we couldn't go out as much, so we shop locally.
Yeah, so exactly what you said. We shop local, we go, I call it a hyper-local shop. So your farm shops or your Norwich markets, let's just buy from them. Let's get from there. And the carbon footprint is so small compared to something coming from Scotland or Europe. And try and eat seasonal if you can. That really does make a big difference. And the cherry on the top is that money goes back in your local economy.
Yeah, and you've got fruit that it's not meant to last for days and days and days. You've got to eat it. And I know we ordered from Goodery in lockdown, but my dad has an allotment, so then we had to obviously go. My dad are going to be in trouble there. But, yeah, it's so important to shop locally. So the other one, which is something we can't really do at the moment, but that's travelling ethically, as in we can't travel.
Yeah, so if you can get public transport instead of a car, that is a big difference. even if you do book a taxi, try and ask for an electric one or hybrid because the carbon footprint is less. And very much that I've improved on, and I've seen some of the people I work with, is just walk more, walk and cycle more. Two winners. One, you're getting fitter and healthier. And second, you're saving money.
Yeah, I know. Well, we have a bike to work scheme at the Chambers. I'm really enjoying that. That's really good. I think what really hits home about the pollution side of things is in lockdown, where at the very beginning, when all the cities were empty and how clear the skies were and how, you know, there was no smog. I think that actually really hit home to people how important it is.
Oh, definitely. And I think there was a couple of things I seen on social media about kids kind of making some paintings and drawing some stuff and showing the sky was bluer and the seas were greener and bluer. So they really get it, which is lovely to see.
Yeah, that generation absolutely gets it because it's the conversation that we're all having now. So it's so important. So the next one is save your energy.
Yeah, so basically with your provider, try and ensure that it's from a renewable source. It's different companies like Octopus Energy or Bulb. It's all from sun and wind. And your thermostat as well at home or your business, just knock it down 1 or 2 degrees because you'll save money. And again, you'll save your carbon footprint.
Yeah, you've got to be a dad, haven't you? Where your dad always went in and turning everything down. That's what our dad used to do.
Yeah.
And then the next one is fancy a cuppa. I think that's something we're all doing now.
Yeah, I was really bad at this in the past. I used to go into a coffee shop and just say, can I have a cup of tea or coffee? Put in a cup and just chuck it away. And you're thinking, hang on a sec. So there's another stat for you is 5.5 million tons of just cups go to landfill. They're not recyclable. It's really, really bad. So let's just make sure you mentioned it the other day here is about these foldable cups or we take our favourite cups with us or in the car and we just ask the coffee shop, can you use these? And again, the icing on the top is you get money off for it.
Yeah, I think it's just that mindset shift, isn't it? We now don't go out without a mask. We check we have that. Check you have your pop-up cup. Check you have your bags or put your little fold-up one away. It's just changing our mindset. And it will happen. We'll start doing it more and more. But like you say, sometimes you forget and, you know, it's just making that a habit.
Yeah, that's exactly just very small changes. And the more and more you do it, it'll just become the norm.
Yeah, exactly. So number six, eat more sustainably.
Yeah, so from the previous kind of point three, I think. So if you're going to buy meat, buy a local, the carbon footprint's reduced. But try and, you know, Linda McCartney, she had a meat-free Monday. So I'm a big advocate of that. I'm not a vegan. I do have meat-free Mondays three times a week, should we say. And the main thing is, you know, this is another kind of stat. Most people know this, but if you kind of reduce beef and red meat, that 1 kilo of beef would probably, you need about 6 or 8 kilos of feed for that, you know, for the cow. So if you eat chicken or turkey, then it's going to be a lot less on the environment.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you have 3 Mondays in your week. I think I find that quite scary. I feel sorry for you there. So number seven, do it by degrees. I think we talked about that with the turning down your temp stats.
Yeah, so just to reiterate what I said earlier, it's just like, you know, what's frightening, I've been into many businesses in the last few months and the radiators have been on. And the landlords, they really need to be a bit more working closely to the tenants, just knocking radiators off. And there's technology out there now. You can control them with electronic thermostats. And it just saves money.
Well, I'm going to say, yeah, it's going to save money, isn't it? Why paying for heating when you don't need it?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And then the next one kind of leads on to that. Become a borrower or a fixer.
So, yeah, I put a post on LinkedIn the other week, and this is my favourite. It's just literally, let's just use what we've already got. So I have 2 young sons. We went to a Sue Ryder retro shop in Norwich on the weekend. We got some retro games and some puzzles. We just reuse what's already there. We don't, you know, I'm not a fan at all of Amazon and anything plastic we don't buy.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many Facebook groups now, I think, especially with children's toys, where you can buy the same plastic toy, but you're just not getting all of that packaging, the ties, the plastic around it, the paper. Yeah, it is. I know from like Christmas how much you have to unwrap and get rid of. So, yeah, I totally agree with that one. And then number 9, don't paper over it.
Yeah, so this is a really, really bad thing for the environment. So obviously when you cut trees down, trees absorb CO2, but paper comes from trees. And it's just a bit of a disaster. So if we can use, you know, COVID's accelerated, let's digitalize as much as we can and use technology and let's just use less paper. So I said to you the other week, here's my insurance company. They kept sending me documents out in paper. And I said, look, if you carry on, I'm going with another company. And they said, oh, okay, we'll make this a one-off. I said, well, let's just go back. Let's make it a norm. Not one off. And they went, okay. And they've done it. So it's really great to see.
Yeah, that's really good. And it's just making them aware, isn't it? The more people that ask for that, the more it will happen.
That's
and
correct.
Then the final one is be a waste reduction superhero.
So yeah, just anyone and everyone can do this. So when you get something, just think about like where it comes from or how can I get rid of it? It can be quite long-winded, but if you just start in small steps and just think, right, this could go recycling or this can go in my composter, there's loads of things around this.
And there's loads of free ways, isn't there? The council are giving out composters, aren't they? So if you want one, then it's just a phone call.
Yeah, they're doing a 50% off for, you know, really big compost bins, and it's what we've done for, you know, hundreds of years. Organically what the planet likes and wants.
That is brilliant. So if any businesses are listening, what is the best way for them to approach you? Is it to, they might want an audit on their company to become more sustainable? What is your advice to them?
We're very bespoke and agile to each company or organization, so you tell us what you want and we'll come and fit in with you. But I'm a very big fan of, from the CEO or the C-suite to every single member of staff, and get involved. And then once you kind of all get involved, and we'll do an ideas board and how we do it, and sometimes a reward scheme, and you really, really do see results very quickly. And over a period of 6 to 12 months, you then see the KPIs and you see the stats, and people go, wow, what a difference. And the main thing is you save money. The company will save money.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Well, we'll pop all of those links into the chat below. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, they know how to do that. We'll pop links for the Norfolk Knowledge Hub so they can read your amazing articles. I want to thank you so much for your time today, Leon. I know we said at the beginning, but it's just so encouraging that you are standing up and actually getting to the heart of the issue. And like we said the other day, no one wants to be told what to do, but I think we all need to be shown what we can do. I hope I said that right. It's just such an important issue, isn't it? And making those little changes.
It is. You're spot on. It's the small changes. And even if we do half of them now and improve the year after, everyone's winning. The environment's winning. The bank balance winning. It's a great feeling.
Brilliant. I just love your passion and your energy for this, Leon. Thank you. Thank you again so much. Thank you for listening. And please do join me next week when I'll be joined by one half of our brilliant customer experience team here at your Norfolk Chambers. Until then, take care and keep connecting.
You've been listening to the Norfolk Chamber of Commerce podcast, connecting, supporting, and giving voice to every business in Norfolk.